Welcome to installment 234 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will discuss Positive Commandment 100, continuing the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, purity and impurity, of the Rambam, this time with the status of a Yeldis, a woman after childbirth. Although we discussed the laws of a woman after childbirth in earlier portions of Sefer Mitzvahs, we are discussing it again since we are now involved in learning the laws from Hilchas Kelim of the Rambam, dictating exactly which sorts of objects can become impure after having come in contact with a source of Tumah. Since there is no specific commandment among the 613 which corresponds to these laws, therefore we are learning all the laws of different Aveis HaTumais, different sources of impurity, since only an Ava Tumah is capable of rendering an object impure, as the Rambam gave us the general principle in the beginning of Hilchas Tahara, that any time a human being can become impurified, an object can also become impure from that impure source. And if not, the vessel cannot become impure. An object will not become impure. And which sort of impurity is capable of making something tummy? Only an Av HaTumah, literally a father of impurity, a source of spiritual impurity. We find something somewhat paradoxical relating to the law of a Yoldis, a woman after childbirth. The Chumash tells us that if she has given birth to a male child, a boy, then she is impure for 7 days. Should she give birth to a female, she is impure for 14 days, double the period, therefore implying that the birth of a girl brings with it more impurity than the birth of a boy. However, after this impure period, there is an additional period, known as Dam Tehad. During this period, any bleeding which she experiences will not render her impure to her husband, as long as it is within this time period, although she sees bleeding which would normally render her impure as a nida, as a result of menstrual bleeding. In this case, since it is within the afterbirth period, she does not become impure. And in this case, we see the opposite. In the case of a girl, she remains pure for a longer period of time. In the case of a boy, she remains pure only for half the period of time. For this same time period, she is forbidden from entering the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. Therefore, after the birth of a boy, she has a 33-day period in which she is not allowed to enter the temple, but nevertheless, her bleeding does not render her impure. In the case of a girl, she has 66 days, in which even when she bleeds, she will remain pure. What is the reason for this apparent paradox? One possible explanation could be given in light of the discussion we had yesterday regarding the impurity of a woman who experienced menstrual bleeding. At that time, we explained that many places in the Torah, we see impurity associated with the concept of death, or an absence of life. Therefore, the ultimate source of impurity is a dead body. So too, we explained that even the discoloration in the skin of a metzeda, whose skin turns white, is an absence of life, an absence of blood from that spot where the whiteness appears. So too in the nida, a woman who experiences menstrual bleeding was capable of creating a life. Since a child is not going to be born at that time, and the blood which could have contributed to the growth of the child is being emitted, this is also an absence of life. And therefore, tumah, impurity, is associated with this condition. Just as we find in the case of a male who emits semen, who also becomes impure. And the same reason is given, since the semen was capable of creating a human life. In the case of a Yeldis, after a woman gives birth to a child, When a female child is born, we have two different capabilities here. On the one hand, we have a tremendous capability for additional life. Since a girl has been born, and the girl will be capable of creating new life, therefore it's a tremendous source of purity. On the other hand, together with this potential for purity is a potential for impurity. Just as she is capable of creating life, she will also experience times in her life when this potential for life will not be actualized, and then she will have tumas nida. So on the one hand, we see more impurity associated with the birth of a girl, since she will have certain times when her potential for life is not realized. And this would correspond to the law of the two-week period. Why a girl renders the mother impure for 2 weeks, where a boy renders impure only for a week. However, in addition to this, we also have a tremendous potential for life, a tremendous potential for purity, more so by a girl than by a boy. And therefore, the period which she remains pure to her husband is 66 days for a girl and 33 for a boy, because of the additional potential present and capable in a woman. We should briefly mention that these differences we have mentioned, that after the birth of a male child, that is a 33-day period, and in a female, a 66-day period, in which even bleeding will render her pure to her husband, these laws are not practiced today, and any bleeding whatsoever will still render a woman impure, and she must count the proper days and observe the proper procedures in the laws of Taras and Mishpacha, family purity, and immersion in a mikvah, before she is again permitted to her husband. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.